I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting. Get started. And we have a new member that, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself to our other members, and we'll introduce ourselves. My name's Kay Steffen, Chair.
I'm Mary Jack Boone.
Mark Hewitt.
Okay, I'm Jeff Dykeman.
Can you spell that?
D-I-E-K-M-A-N.
And Gay, may I say this?
Yes.
Roosevelt is going to be sitting in for Clyde, because I don't know if y'all are aware, Clyde is leaving. He took another position in Wakulla County, so Roosevelt is tasked with sitting in his place for the Park and Recs Board, so he's going to be the official member on here.
Okay. Don't want to sit up here?
No, I think that's just sick that, I mean, you gotta be a chair.
You can sit up there with them.
You can sit up here. It'd be easier up there, don't you?
They won't bite you, Roosevelt.
I might.
See and hear you.
It's fine.
All right, thank you. With that being said, I guess the first thing maybe we can talk about is the meeting that we had, or the caravan that we had, that got canceled, why it got canceled, and we may not be able to do that. There's a list of the parks in here that we could ride by ourselves. The reason was because with Sunshine Law, you have to advertise, and not only advertise, but advertise a scheduled agenda for every time of every stop, so that the public can be involved, and that kind of seems impossible. And there is a list of the parks, so it's just, you know, parks that we can each individually go by and see. And if, can we get an address if we wanted to put a GPS in?
Actually, Herb just updated this for me, so what I'll do is go back to the office and put the numbers and email it to everybody.
Okay, all right.
To give y'all the official address.
So if we could take it on our own to go by and see what's available out there. In addition, I wanted to, I guess with that being said, the park that, the groundbreaking, did everybody see that in the paper? I'll pass it around then. Is there an address on this that we can at least go see where it's at?
I think I actually did put that one in.
Okay.
On the list. It's 2162 Fantana Trail.
Okay. But I saw that in the paper, and then here is the groundbreaking article that was with it. If anybody wants a copy later, or
and this is the rec center we were talking about last meeting.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Yeah. Is there any way we can find out more about what's involved in that and where it's at and what maybe our position on this is, as far as the board advising or knowing what's going on?
I do know, Jay, on that, that's going to be in phases. The first part is a walking trail.
A walking trail, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, first part is a walking trail, and it's being budgeted by the state of Florida. We have, I believe it's $200,000, I believe, and it's a matching grant that's also in there. It's pretty much going to be going around the entire perimeter. It's got a little wetland in there.
25 acres?
Yeah, roughly around 25 acres. Mm-hmm. There's a little wetland area there, so we're gonna, we got a proposal for boardwalks somewhat across the wetland area there, and just kind of go around the perimeter of the park there. And that's phase one.
Okay.
We're waiting on to get the notice of commencement, or notice to proceed from the state to actually start the construction of that. And hopefully that'll be within the next few weeks or so, get that notice to proceed.
Okay.
And once we go ahead and finish that out, I think we have 2 years to do that. Hopefully that shouldn't take 2 years. But once we get that, then we'll go ahead and try to go into phase two. But this is a really big project here. proposal here. Mm-hmm. Maybe going to a gymnasium, going to swimming pools.
So phase one's walking park.
It's just a walking
park. And then phase two would be?
Will probably be more like maybe basketball courts or swimming pool or something like that. And this is being headed up
parking.
By. Right. This is being headed up by Dr. B.
Oh, okay. Cool. Is there another drawing? That one's really hard to read.
I have
in the
one
paper.
In my office. Y'all want me to go get it?
Yeah, if you don't mind. It'd be nice to. I think it said, I can read office in there, but I think it said lockers or something. I could tell.
This is going to be more like most of our parts are, you don't have any county staff that's actually there, but with the envision of this one here, you're going to have full-time employees there for the,
yeah.
the time that it's open. So you're going to have offices there. Full-time staff there. Like this is probably more like a $6 million project.
And you say we only had two right now? The county was only matching two?
Well, $200. No, $200.
Just on top $200,000.
Right, for this first phase. Yeah.
But there's no money for phase two or none of that yet.
It's being right. It's being
so we only have potentially $200,000.
Right. Yeah. $200,000
for phase one.
Right. I think the county has to match. The county may have to match $100,000 or another $200,000 or something like that.
And right now, 2 years with that.
Right. Usually those grants last for 2 years there.
All right. So just say we maximize the 2 years. Mm-hmm. Phase two.
I don't see it matching. I don't see it taking 2 years. The way Dr. B is proceeding on this is we actually had to put the brakes on it because we didn't have the notice to proceed from the state.
And that's one of the things that I didn't want to make it a time sensitive situation. But that's one of the things that we are as a community, we was looking at the time. Because I stay right down.
You stay right down from that?
From Fantana.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the questions we kept having. Our time frame.
Uh-huh.
And with it being no definite, you know.
Well, it's a walking trail, so it's mostly what, like land clearing and prep,
right,
a little bit of infrastructure.
The overall project definitely going to have to be, because
funds that are already there.
Right.
So even though we got different phases, the money is not definite there. So once we get through with phase two, there's no definite money for phase
right,
three.
So by that time, hopefully, we will have funding, right?
Already have the grant in place.
Right, have the grant, a different grant to fund the next phase and everything.
So you're hoping by the completion of one phase, you'll have the money
right.
ready
the money
for a grant
for
the next
phase. Right. See, the thing about a lot of the parts was done by FERDAP, and I don't even think the legislature, right, you will finance any FERDAP grants.
No, there's no more.
So we're having to go out elsewhere, maybe a CDBG or something like that. But we have a CDBG going on now, and some of these grants you can't have two at the same time. So we finish one, and then hopefully we can go ahead and keep stepping up to get more grants. And
okay.
Also, the commissioners put in every budget year, just had a budget meeting yesterday, put in money, for this project here. Plus, Dr. B, I've been told, has got private funding also.
Okay. All right. As far as the parks, where it says review the list of parks, if everybody can take a look at that real quick, and if there's any comments or questions on these parks I don't know if we've had a chance to look over them yet, but I think I'm familiar with most of them. If I'm not, it basically says playground and a basketball court. Let me see, Hopkins, Pat Thomas is obviously down at the lake with the camping.
Chair Stephens?
Okay. Pardon?
I have a question.
Yes.
On general business,
uh-huh.
Item number two, I really think on.
Y'all can pass these around.
If I could, I'd just love to get some clarity on the duties. Like, as far as like with the board.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we start to look at parks, we go through the list. and we want to take a trip out. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's completely over, because even if we schedule one park and advertised it, and we just looked at that park that month.
Is there any way we could, like, group together and go on our own?
So you
I mean, no, you're not in a county vehicle?
Well, not now.
No, it's not that. It's because so many, what is it? Is it two or more, or what? It's two or more cannot be together out.
Sunshine
State. Sunshine State. Yeah, but it is two or more, right? Yeah.
But we could advertise.
And we can. We don't have a problem advertising. Yeah. The last time, I didn't have time to get with everybody.
Right.
And get a schedule.
Right.
Last okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
if
y'all want to
I
get a schedule.
I was going to say, if you want
so
to talk about still doing that. And
well, we could do like this park. Like this park. What we do is we set a date, we advertise, then we could go out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go to two or three, like, all at once.
Right. How yeah. How long does it have to be advertised? As long as it's in the week paper?
Yeah, I just have to have notice, you know, because our local paper's only run
yeah.
once a week. So.
Yeah. To try to do this all in one day would take a full day at least. Yeah.
And then it would be a lot. You got to be precise on your times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to already be there, so it already got to be in agenda form. So
I like your idea about maybe one or maybe two, if we can group them close together.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these are close to Quincy. Maybe we can do a couple in Quincy and, you know, things like that. Then, you know, you go like the Eugene Lamb Park. That's by my house. So mm-hmm. I see it every day. It's a great park.
So, well,
that's why I wanted to talk about the duties.
Okay.
What are we going out there for? Are we just going out here to look? Or are we going to...
Well, I think inform ourselves to what's
have.
There,
okay.
So that when we're talking about a park, I mean, if you don't go either by yourself or with a group, then, you know, you don't know what's available. So I think before we can even get on, you know, startable, we have to know what our resources are.
Right. What conditions are
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right. Condition.
Is there anywhere we could find out the age of the park? Because that would tell us a lot. Based on the condition. In other words, we know that the Eugene Lamb Park, for example, is fairly new and it's in very good condition. But some of these other parks I've never been to, and I'd be curious to know, are they 20 years old, are they 30 years old? Because they may need more attention than a newer one, and that may be where we need to focus our resources as far as our attention is. You know, the 30-year-old park probably got 30-year-old playground equipment. So.
Is there any way we could, like, split up the parks and, like, hey, go check out two, I check out two, and then make notes for the next meeting so we at least know, you know?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If we just put them on a map and know where they are, is there
right.
a map of them?
Yeah, we have.
If we just put them on a map and group these two and maybe get those two right before a meeting so that we can talk about those two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next meeting... two more that's close together, and I mean, unless somebody has any other ideas, but we could see them, talk about them the next day, then they're fresh.
Yeah.
Do we have to have the meeting here? Can the meeting be at the park?
I guess the meeting could be at the park. Good idea. It saves us a day.
Since we're down there, take a look at the park, we'll meet it.
Could we?
Okay, hold on.
We just have to have them recorded, so we got to figure out how meetings have to
right,
be.
So no. Let's and if I could, Chairman, could we?
He's
recording. Asking about the duties and everything on page 4. He talks about the duties and the authority. We're saying that the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board shall act in advisory capacity to the GCBOCC in the study and planning for the operation of the Parks and Recreation Program and the creation and the operation of the county parks, playgrounds, and recreation areas. So the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board shall have no power or authority to commit to the county government to any policies or to incur any financial obligations or to commit to the county government to create any liability on the part of the county. No actions or recommendations of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board shall be binding upon the county until approved or adopted by the Board of County Commissioners. Now, I know it has been my experience that a lot of time the board won't even consider acting on anything until it has gone through the, like this advisory board here. Mm-hmm. It's like the planning zoning board. They don't, you know, they
right.
So they do weigh weigh heavy with
yeah.
the comments,
with
right, with the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time they will go with the recommendation of the committee.
Yeah. So as far as the duties, I mean, what he just read, does that answer your question? What we're what our duties are for and what we're
the procedure.
The procedure.
All right.
And Gabe, we do have we have equipment that if y'all wanted to meet at the park.
Oh, she could. Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay.
So
I think that'd be better because we can actually have them a meeting right on that particular part.
Okay.
What you would like to see done.
Well, would we like to start with the first, maybe talk about which the first two we may want to do? And going to ask you maybe to, if anybody has a comment or a suggestion on which one, you know, Pat Thomas is one of the larger ones maybe?
Drake Acres.
Pardon?
If you could hit Drake Acres when you hit
right. Yeah, Drake Acres and
yeah. I think that would be a good starting point, Pat Thomas, because
and there's a building there,
got a building,
meeting
a
place
pavilion
there,
there right,
restroom
and everything. And actually, there's a lot of activity right now on Pat Thomas Park that we can address because we're trying to extend Pat Thomas Park. Well,
okay.
We have to extend Pat Thomas Park. So that would be a good.
So
place to
Pat
start.
Thomas and Drake
yeah,
Acres.
Pat Thomas and Drake Acres.
And we're good. Looking at maybe 10. I mean, same time.
That sounds me.
10, okay, and then. So we're going to have to schedule Pat Thomas at 10 and Drake, and or should we go to Drake Acres?
I'd
go
to Drake
first.
Go to Drake Acres
first. Drake Acres first.
Go to Pat Thomas.
Say at 10 and then Pat Thomas at 10:30.
Right.
That'd give us plenty of time to get over there, get settled, do whatever we
do.
Do
it at 11.
Pardon?
Yeah,
do it at 11.
11?
Give us some cushions. So
Pat Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So we know we'll be there.
Are we all trying to ride together or? Or we're trying
we
to get,
take our own vehicle.
I think
take
we need, yeah.
Okay, all right.
If that's all right.
We can ride together in Roosevelt, the county staff.
Yes,
okay.
And y'all can ride if you want.
I'll meet y'all down there.
So is this something we can make a motion for to set this up for?
Well, what date have y'all decided on the next meeting
the
date?
The next meeting mm-hmm. date? Is that what we're asking? Okay,
yeah,
I think that.
Yeah.
And that meeting date is?
Well, there's a couple of members that you may want to go over what y'all decided on the monthly meeting.
Oh yeah, let me get my calendar out. I remember first Tuesday.
It was
second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday of every month.
So you would have time, ample time to advertise and everything for that?
Because you're talking June that we would be doing that.
Yeah, June the 5th at 10 a.m. would be Drake Acres. And 11 a.m. would be the Pat Thomas.
I'm out of town that week.
Is the 5th the first Tuesday?
The 5th the first Tuesday,
isn't it?
Not that
Tuesday.
Is the first Tuesday. I'm
so we
sorry.
Know it has to be the 12th.
Yeah.
12th.
Yeah. Okay.
Is everybody's calendar okay? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just looking at the block from the last month. They're on top of it. So the 12th, you're in town?
Yeah,
okay.
My first one.
June 12th.
All right. Anything else on the parks? All right, then I guess just general discussion, bringing up some of the things that we talked about last time. Do we know, I know Mr. Bailey, you know, called me and said he couldn't make it, but does anybody know if he was able to get the funds for what he needed for baseball?
They have been playing.
They haven't?
They have.
Oh, they have been playing?
I looked at the scores in the Gaston County time.
Oh, okay.
is one of them. But I looked at the scores, they actually got the rankings and all inside the paper.
So they didn't get it.
So they actually must have got it.
Did he come to that meeting that night and ask for those funds?
He did, but we had advised him not to do that at the board meeting. He should go to the TDC first.
Yeah.
And I think he did go to the TDC and submitted his application, so I don't know the status on that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I can maybe try to call him.
And he was requesting funds for?
Yeah, I think he needed like $250 for an application fee.
Okay, for you to.
Call him, Mr.
And Gay, I wanna mention, the Pat Thomas Park, since that's where y'all are going the first one. You know, there is, and I don't know the history on it, Herb may know.
We've got a 13-acre lease adjacent to the park to expand from 15 RV sites to approximately 40. And put another pavilion, restrooms, and potentially two fishing piers in that area. It's a 27-year lease with state.
Okay. Can you get us the information on that? That, well, let me see, 13 acres to, I mean, it's 13 acres and it was from how many RV spots?
40.
Yeah, from 17 to 40.
17 to 40?
40's, we're not set in stone. That's just what we walked through and laid it out.
And you said a restroom?
Restroom with another pavilion. Yeah.
And,
fishing piers.
And you said it was a lease, how many years?
It's a 27-year lease, about 2 years into it. We've got 25 years left.
Why aren't we moving on that, do you know?
The money was there and it wasn't there.
I was told yesterday that the money's there now, so it has reappeared, so. Getting started on that.
Can you check into that, Roosevelt, get details before the next meeting?
Yeah, that'd be nice, cause that'd be a great place to start. Since, I mean, most of these other parks, unless we do what we talked about last time maybe using some of the city, you know, facilities, we really don't have, except for basketball courts, it looks like. But that'd be a great project. I mean, that'd bring immediately, that could bring some money into the county. It's a great place. What about Drake Acres? Drake Acres is, I'm not familiar with that park at all.
It's a smaller park. It's got playground equipment.
Right, that's basketball courts.
Basketball courts.
Is that, that's not right
it's
near.
It's where, if you go down, turn at the fire department, and then, what is that, McCall? And then take a right towards the Boy Scout.
But it's like where the old heart was, kind of?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
when you
that's
be,
the one.
That's
okay.
What I was getting to. Yeah.
So it's mainly just playground. Okay.
And a basketball court.
All right. Do you know anything about that park as far as if it needs anything?
Herb, you can discuss something.
It was rebuilt about 2013-14.
It's in pretty good shape. I take my little neighbor's kid down there.
So that was a FERDAP grant, and it was remodeled then.
How come they don't have any restrooms down there, Herb? Because a lot of the communities don't want the restroom. I guess maybe because of security reasons, safety reasons.
But that's a long way without a restroom now.
Yeah.
Some of these parks are a long way without.
Was that the case with that one, Herb?
The FERDAP grants had been as high as
$200,000.
And they went to a system where they were issuing grants at $50,000 more so than they were anything above that. So you can get a $50,000 grant, and that's what that was.
So this was a case of funds not being there?
Restrooms were just too costly.
Okay. So even with that one, that's probably the first thing we need to do is maybe try to get a, get a restroom there.
Restroom, okay.
But I do know there are some community parks that we've tried to, we discussed putting, you know, bathrooms there.
Community would rather not.
I was gonna say, that's gonna be
That a security
some kind of infrastructure that we may not have down there too.
Yeah, that's security. I don't think, that shouldn't be the case down there though, Herb. Would you think a security issue with the bathrooms down at Drake Acres?
We have had some vandalism, but we do it all of them.
Yeah. And we can either maybe do the porta johns, we do at some of the other ones. We just put a porta like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen where, put a security issue where we would build the bath, build the restroom, then don't put, you know, the last 2 feet of it, you know, so you can actually see the feet of people. And one of the communities, you know, how they have Lake Ella, the bathroom at Lake Ella in Tallahassee, you know, you go over there and you can see the feet. So I guess that was kind of deterring people from going in there doing things they're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But Sawdust Park actually came to us and told us that they wanted to change that. Said the older the community, I guess they said that the older citizens just didn't like that. So we actually ended up building them down to the floor.
Okay.
So in all of our parks, we definitely have to think about security portion of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, are these parks, like, I know you know that you said something about a budget on Pat Thomas and then some money on it. Is each park allotted their own budget for certain things at this point?
No, the Parks and Rec Department is given a annual budget there. And just kind of, unless there's a special project like the Pat Thomas Park, but usually there's a budget,
but there,
budget.
There is a special project and budget for the Pat Thomas.
Right.
What is that budget a year?
You remember, Herb? Your budget normally for the year, for your parks and rec budget. And I just saw that too. I can get that. I'll get that for you at the next meeting.
Yeah, that'd be nice if we had the budget, and then also how much for Pat Thomas Park, so that we kind of know.
Right, I'll bring the information for the park extension.
And do we have the an aerial of the adjacent or the 13 acres where it would be, and we where we could see what we were looking at?
We can get that, right. And I think we even had somewhat of some drawings to show what we're proposing.
A preliminary drawing.
A drawing, if we could get that.
Right.
So anything you can get us to help, you know, us understand what it is. So my question would be, is once we go down and look at it and we have ideas, so what would we make a request to the county for what we wanted to do next? What's the procedure?
My suggestion, Dave, would be maybe you as the chairperson of this board to meet with the county administrator.
Okay.
To give her your ideas, what the board has come up with.
Okay.
And it would be up to her if she wanted to present it to
put it on the, yeah.
To put it on the agenda. And I don't think she would have a problem with it, but I think that would be procedurally the right way to address it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anything from anybody else on either the parks for our meeting or in general discussion?
I was gonna say, I mean, if we're out and about, maybe stop at the park if you ride by one and just make some notes, like, you know, this looks like it needs to be maintained a little bit, or maybe I take two parks before next meeting and take a look at them and just make some notes, and then you take two parks. Then we've at least looked at all the parks and know where we stand.
And even know maybe where the next one
to go. If I take, you know, Robertsville and or Friendship or something like that, and then somebody else take two, then when we meet up, at least we have, you know, there's bathrooms at this one, there's not, you know, or these bathrooms, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's.
It's just a thought of more just to look at how they're maintained and if there's vandalism or, you know, anything little needs to be done. And if it's something big that needs to be addressed, then that could be our next one we went to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just a thought, a way of sort of getting a grip on them all a little faster.
Yeah, I agree. It'd take forever at 2 at a time.
At 2 at a time. Just like a quick ride-by and say, ooh, you know, I mean.
Roosevelt, could we get a better breakdown of what amenities are available at certain parks, like which ones have portalets versus which ones have bathrooms? Mm-hmm. Do any of these parks have any type of low voltage communication systems, like a phone line or a data line? You know,
only Pat Thomas.
Because you know, you start talking about security. You know,
right, yeah.
What one thing that quickly changes everything is cameras, and that may be something that we're having security issues. Maybe because you know, safety's first, you know, before right. other things.
But I actually have in this budget. What we tried last year, we tried to put the dummy cameras up. It worked for a while, and the two that we put them up at was Eugene Lamb Park, and we have one called the Friendship Park. They lasted for a while, maybe about 10, 11 months, and then they realized that, you know, nothing is happening, and just last week they tore down the one that was at the Friendship Park. I think the one at Eugene Lamb is still up, but they know that, you know, but I do have in the budget this year to actually install full-fledged security cameras.
Well, a lot of the utility, you know, the stuff from the utility companies bringing service there is fairly inexpensive, and they'll provide that for us, and then we could, you know, start getting, because you know, having a camera is one thing, you got to have a way for the camera to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's easy nowadays, because all the ones that I'm looking at is
it's wireless.
Tied directly to your app on my smartphone.
And then on other amenities, do any of these parks have AEDs?
Have what again?
AEDs, the heart things?
No.
Yeah, that's something else. You know, you got people out there playing basketball or whatever, and there's some of these parks are in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Yeah. And see, none of our parks, you'll find a herb majority of the time is down at the Pat Thomas, because you know you have the people are registering, the campers are registering, plus there's a boat ramp there where people come in, they launch the boat, and we charge a small fee for that. And there's also a volunteer that's down there at Pat Thomas Park, usually 24 hours, he camps down there.
Well, when those pieces of equipment first came out, they were outrageously expensive.
Yeah,
the prices got way down.
Yeah, they're not, yeah.
Anywhere you have people doing basketball and stuff like that, it can save a life. And really, the thing just talks you through it. I mean, anybody can operate one.
Mm-hmm.
So our kids probably know more about it than we do.
I do have a question for Pat Thomas. Did I hear last meeting that there was some kind of kids fishing tournament that the county has held?
Right, we hold a crappy fishing tournament for the past 2 years. Then we got one more year on that contract. We just scheduled, I think it was for February. Remember what the date was that? February?
First weekend of February.
Yeah, about the first week of February. Of next year that it comes on, that we got it scheduled. What we did is we hold at the Pat Thomas Park, there's a media day that we hold down there. Then from there we go over to the Ingram, mm-hmm. go over to Ingram, and the actual fishing tournament is held at Ingram's. And it shows on television, it shows on the Pursuit channel, mm-hmm. and it was a real good show. I've seen it probably twice. And it's really showcased.
How many participants usually?
What was that? Participants last year, fishing tournaments. Well, I think there
you
was.
You talking about the kids or the adults?
Mm-hmm. The kids.
The kids were, we had more this year. I think it was 15, 20 kids, somewhere like that. And the highlight of that is I think it was the last minute a kid brought in, I think, a 2-pound bass. Mm-hmm. At the very last minute or the very last seconds, you know, he caught up a 2-pound bass there.
And there's an adult also?
Right. The parents were with the kids, and they just went behind, not on the boat ramp there, right there behind Ingram, on the side of Ingram. And it was a pretty nice showing for the kids.
And that's hosted by the, actually the TDC gave the Crappy Masters.
Right, that goes hand in hand with that huge tournament, right?
Yeah, and that's a big, big.
It's a huge tournament.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Are there any pre-planned events at each of these parks that are like put on by the county for maybe community, people in the community to come out, celebrate their park, and then like some type of, you know, or maybe the local county commissioner of that area comes in, there's like a planned day, you know, to get community involvement? Is there anything like that ever planned, or is that not necessarily?
I mean, I think it's necessary because it brings that particular community together. I know for at the Scott Park, which one is that?
I mean, does the county have any?
No, the county.
Any involvement in trying to put something like that together so that each park kind of has a day where that park is celebrated and, you know, the community comes out and maybe gets some stuff there for the kids or.
No, not
advertise it's going to be a day to celebrate Friendship Community Park or whatever, you know.
The communities kind of do it on their own, you know, right now the county's not really involved with it, but they will call me and let me know that this weekend we're just going to have a community park or a community picnic or whatever. That's the one at Friendship. I think Rosedale has done one. Scottstown does one every year. I don't remember anything being held over in Eugene Lamb.
No, they do something every weekend, though.
Every weekend.
Every weekend there's something going on in that park. So the community really enjoys the park. But it would be kind of neat if it was a county-involved type thing where you know, they would know that, hey, there's people that care about this other than just the people here. And that, that in a lot of ways, I think, also helps with, you know, the crime side of this thing. You know, the more people, the more involvement people see in it. You know, people that want to do something wrong don't like to be in the light. So when there's a lot of light shined on something, they stay away.
Yeah.
So maybe we shine some light in some of these places and have some events there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. If we after we see the park and maybe have a community event, that'd be a good way to get some ideas of what the people in that community wants, get their involvement and get buy-in, you know? So, because if you just decide to go put something in, if that's not what they really want, you don't get a lot of buy-in. But if you find out what they want, you know?
Well, a lot of times when you ask people to help, you'd be surprised how many want to. You know, it's like you were talking to me about at Eugene Lamb, sometimes there's complaints about the flag not being at half-mast or whatever by a local veteran. And I gave you the idea that, hey, next time he calls, say, hey, why don't you take that over?
Yeah.
Right.
When you're a veteran.
You got a volunteer.
Yeah.
Right. In the community. That's great.
And you'll be surprised. A lot of people would react to that. And when that starts happening, then the second thing that happens is when they see something going on at that park that they know is not supposed to happen, instead of just turning an eye to it, they get involved. You know, that's,
well, they know who to call to.
That's right. People need to get involved. Once they get involved, they take ownership and things get better.
That's something that you said that that happened in before the further grant in Scottstown. We done that park over as a community twice, and Robin Chapman was here. He came out one time, and for this the 13th year. This year is being a road that I've been giving book bags out on Scottstown Park. And last year we was doing it over and I came out, you guys was out, and I asked, this day had the caution tape around. And so this year we wasn't able to have a big event like we done in the previous year by bringing jumpers out. But I just asked, can I use up on the pavilion? And that community, when they first painted, and they repaired some of the equipment on their own, it brought a sense of ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whenever you do get the community involved, it do brings a sense of ownership. And the Short Quarters community, we've done their park over also. That's what they do now.
Yeah.
They take care of it.
Well, when people look at something, a lot of times they look at it and say, well, that's the county park. And really what they should look at it is, that's my park.
Yeah, that's my park.
That's mine, and that helps a lot to get their involvement, because we can only go do so much.
I definitely said that, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good that you said that, because that's one of the things as a board, I asked last time and you wasn't here, what can we do that don't cost money?
Mm-hmm.
And get community involvement on these parks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a neighborhood cleanup day.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up litter.
Pick up litter.
Yeah.
Even if we want to go in a direction, submit some over to the administrator by having, or we kind of do something like rehab, like a habitat to a man.
Yeah.
Where we want to go out and do some painting, some things like that, some upkeep. I think the board, we can find our brand.
Yeah.
We can find our identity that way.
And there's a lot of resources you could call on that would to be more than happy to participate. Like if you call some of these people that do these health fairs where they check blood pressure and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you schedule for them to bring that health mobile to a park, you know, then people come out for that and they're like, oh, this is a nice park. Look mm-hmm. at this. And you get, you know, blood doing things, mm-hmm. the children registry thing that the sheriff department does where they fingerprint the kids and stuff like that. And all those things are free. And you just schedule them at different parks to try to bring people there. And they're like, because you kind of forget, you mm-hmm. know, that that's your park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I was asking about the fishing tournament to see if there was anything going on in the near future at that park. I mean, it's summertime. That's the best time to use that park.
Yeah.
With the camping and everything.
Yeah, see, and well, quite a few of the parks has got an unofficial park attendant type person that looks after the park that always called me. Eugene Lamb has got my guy, the veteran, that I just haven't put a face with him. Friendship Park has got a guy who actually, he'll call me up and call the sheriff on if he sees any activities going on. Sawdust has got an elderly group there that pretty much take care of, you know, if any issues that come up, if something need repairing or whatever, they'll come and get in touch with me. And of course, Scottstown, there's a church over there in Scottstown that they're really active in their park. So if we just get the rest of them, like Shiloh, St. John, and a couple more, they may already be in place. We just need to touch bases with them, and I always encourage them to give me a call if you see something that needs done, or if you got some issues out there, just give me a call. So we just need to, there's a basis there, we just need to get involved with it and just make it grow. So the communities are, they have their identity. Each community's got their identity at their park.
So with this meeting being scheduled for Pat Thomas and Drake Akers next time, you know, maybe somebody will show up.
Someone right. Yeah. Somebody from that community.
Yeah. And maybe not as much that one, but when we get into the smaller communities, mm-hmm. I think maybe you'll have more showing up. But does anybody have anything else on the general discussion they want to bring up?
Okay, can I chime in on what this gentleman said? I think it's a great idea for y'all to try to get the county involved as far as promoting these parks.
Okay.
The commissioners, of course, I'm sure would love that as well, you know, to have, pick a park and let's have a fish fry at this park, or let's
mm-hmm.
invite everybody, and a lot of people I don't know where all these parks are.
Yeah, and that's
you
why
know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be a good way to showcase these parks to the whole county.
So, for instance, we go down there, we see what's around, everybody gets an idea about the park that we're looking at, and then we come back and maybe when we talk about that, well, we can talk about it down there. When we talk about that park, maybe get the best event mm-hmm. that say, hey, let's get up with the commissioner here and let's have some kind of little get to know your park and community.
Mm-hmm. Do like a fun walk or something, because we can tie this into the fact that we are 63 or whatever. One, you know, the healthy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Health, and just do like a small fun walk. around the park.
Yeah. And even if it's just something like hot dogs, you know, right. We can get a local sponsor to sponsor the hot dogs and have a little cookout or something. That food usually brings people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it looks like there's enough parks that you could space it out where this is like once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a park. Mm-hmm. And just kind of, you know, like the one on Lake Taupin, that's more of a summertime thing. And then some of these other ones, maybe we go into the more of a fall type. You know, just kind of look at it and decide if this is a good time to have that.
Could we do something like, say we go out there and talk about having a community event. I know advertising, we can advertise it, but could we also, like, get a sign or something that we're going to say, almost like open house, Sunday 2 to 4, you know, that we can,
think if you put
that
a
we
sign.
Can say, and they see it for a week before mm-hmm. it gets there, that mm-hmm. that everybody doesn't read the paper, and if you're across the road and you don't get the paper, but if you walk by that sign, you go,
agree.
Oh, Sunday, a Saturday from, mm-hmm. you know, 2 to 5, they're going to have what.
Well, you have a sign person on your board.
I know.
So
that's why I'm
going to handle that.
So I just didn't know if, you know, we could do that with.
That's what that was going to be my suggestion. If we're allowed to do that with a county, then that's what we, mm-hmm. you know, just put a sign out at the park that we're going to be visiting, you know, even
yeah,
when we're
community
visiting.
Day. And we'll call them all right. the same, like mm-hmm. community, get to know your park mm-hmm. day, whatever. We'll
and I think if we advertise it, you know, through the board, any of that would be perfectly fine.
Okay, and we're still trying to figure out what we can and can't do as
right,
well.
Right.
So that's why I was asking. I think it'd be great if we, not just advertise in the paper, but you know,
just
even for kids.
Yes.
You know,
that's
if you read it and you're, you know, 13 or 14 and you want to come to the hot dog cook-off and you don't get the paper, then
right.
that's a good way for,
word
that's who's going to see it.
Way.
Well, signs go a long way.
Yeah,
I mean, when I put a sign on a property, I get more calls on mm-hmm. a sign than I do advertising it.
Right,
absolutely.
Because it's the community that walks by it every day.
And if you have just even somebody there just like painting faces on the kids, something that's yeah. free for us, free for them. If there's an activity for the kids that a family can come out and do for free, they're typically going to come. I mean, especially if it's in their community.
Yeah.
Bring a
you
fire
know,
truck.
Yeah, or something that has
exactly.
to do with the parks.
And
like
I'm sure Wetumpka would do yeah. something like that for us down there if we
yeah.
did it, you know.
That or something that has to do with that park. You know,
mm-hmm.
if somebody wants to, the wildlife, show them how to bait a hook fish or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just
I think
like one little thing for
one
the kids
thing
that you could, that would get the
get
families
to fish.
Out there.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I can pitch it to the county administrator, and I know she would be.
Okay. Well, what I guess after we see it, get our ideas, and then we can go to the county administrator with our first community event, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that'd be a great place.
And just start with the ones as we go, each park. You know, I think that's a
and
great
place
to
get to know our
to
community,
start.
And
mm-hmm.
they get to know us and
mm-hmm.
what our role is.
I think that's good going forward.
I do too.
That's one of the things I said last meeting too. You
mm-hmm.
gotta have identity,
mm-hmm.
and you gotta know your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta give it y'all. And I see the board, and I see this meeting, Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I see the direction we can go in.
Mm-hmm.
Cause everybody got something else they could be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're gonna come together, let's promote these parks. Let's let the citizens see what we have.
Mm-hmm. And if they see that there is a board that cares, I think that you'll get people, you know, if they know that they can contact somebody, like you said, even just the people that are watching the parks for you.
Yeah, no.
You know, the communities that don't have that, find people to.
Now, is there somebody down at that park? I know used to when I'd go down there, there's somebody to check in, but.
At Pat Thomas.
Is there?
Yes, you have the volunteer that's
there's
down
a volunteer
there.
That checks people in at 24?
He's down there camping, but he's down there 24 hours.
Okay.
For
so that one's not a big deal with security. There's always somebody
mm-hmm.
down there, right? Okay.
I think one, maybe a couple of days at the end of the month, or the first of the month, he leaves, but he comes right back.
Okay. Well, that sounds like
I
a great plan.
Like that job.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
That sounds like that.
Anything else? Any other? Okay. Well, Motion to adjourn?
So do y'all, I know I try to call everybody or get somebody to call. Do y'all want me to do that or no?
Yeah.
I like the call.
At least for a while, but I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least for a while, because I think it's really important.
I don't want to aggravate people, so.
No, I think it's really important to start with that we all remember we're here and keep going forward.
Yep. I appreciate the message.
I do too.
Sure.
I totally appreciate it.
I might not respond, but I do.
I want to see those,
Off the record, we got a, community event here Saturday, Courtyard.
Tourist development, eh?
Right. Tourist development has the, called a cultural, first annual cultural festival.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm, 10 to 2.
Live music?
Yeah, live music, got all kind of vendors is gonna be here.
Y'all gonna be there, man?
What time?
10 to 2.
He had to take a different job.
I